Chapter 4. Moses folded his arms across his chest and chuckled. Mommy's pretty friend didn't even flinch, but he caught the sparkle of mischief in her eyes along with a hint of scolding for trying to deflate Mommy's hopes. Mommy's expression was worth a whole gallon of whipping cream. Her eyes popped wide like shutters as she groaned in exasperation and shook her finger at him. "What a tease you are, Moses Zimmerman! I have better things to do than put up with your nonsense." She picked up her plate. "Have another cookie." He already had three knocking around in the bottom of his pocket. "No, Dengue Mommy, I am full." "Don't be shy, have another cookie. I know how much you like them." "May I have another too?" the girl said. Moses stifled a grin. Anyone who watched out for Mommy's feelings had his approval. Mommy beamed in satisfaction and held out the plate. "Moses, if you are not careful, Leah will eat your share." Moses grabbed a cookie. "Leah. Nice to finally learn her name. Mommy, why didn't you introduce us? Where are your manners?" Mommy patted Moses on the shoulder. "What a tease you are." "I will thin the peaches and muck out the barn this morning," Moses said, "and see what else Daddy needs me to do." Mommy nodded. "Leah, will you help Moses thin peaches? There is plenty of trees for both of you." "Of course," Leah said. "I would be happy to do anything that needs doing." Mommy might have just heard the news of 20 new grandchildren for as happy as this made her. She bustled to the front closet and pulled out two long pieces of knitted yarn. "Early June is still a bit chilly. I made a scarf for each of you." It wasn't all that chilly today, but Mommy never felt so happy as when people wore her creations. She hung a chocolate-brown scarf over Leah's shoulder and handed Moses a bright red one. Leah ran her hands over the length of scarf that looked like a furry dog after a bath. "I used a new kind of yarn," Mommy said. "Soft, isn't it?" Leah nodded and tossed the scarf around her neck with a graceful sweep of her hand that Moses found surprisingly charming. He wasn't trying to pay particular attention to Leah, but found himself intensely aware of every move she made, every tilt of her head or curl of her lips. Tightly snuggled up against her chin, the color of the scarf accented the brown of her intelligent eyes, which were framed by impossibly long lashes. The irritation bubbled inside him like a pot of oatmeal left too long on the stove. He refused to let himself be taken in by something as superficial as beauty.